Your thoughts on today's 3-0 win here at Windsor Park, David?
Obviously pleased with 3 points. Again, I thought we were deserved winners, but I keep asking the players for a wee bit more because I still believe there's, you know, there's a lot in the tank still left going forward. So over the coming weeks, as I have done over the past few weeks, I've sort of asked for a wee bit, you know, can we be better week on. And say the boys are in good form, and so 3-0 was certainly convincing enough today. I don't think it was great, but you know, Carrick have earned the right to be in this league, so so you have to give them the utmost respect. And say we're not going to beat teams 6 and 5 every week, but say sometimes we get a wee bit sort of carried away with ourselves, and supporters want to score every time we go forward. But I know that personally that's not going to happen. So sometimes we need to be patient, keep the ball, and wait for our opportunities, which we did in the second half.
It's all about goals, and the first goal was a quality goal, very similar to Tuesday night. Andy Waterworth through the middle and tucked it away. Lovely, that'll do wonders for his confidence, won't
it? Yeah, Andy's full of it at the minute. So he was disappointed that I took him off on Tuesday night, but again, he responded with another couple of goals today. And well, he's in good form, he's scoring goals, which he's obviously here to do, and I know he's capable of. So, so you want goals all over the pitch. And again, you know, Andy, your striker, popping up with goals, which is always pleasing for a manager.
And it's pleasing for big staff to come up with the third goal as well. He's an aerial threat, isn't he?
Yeah, he is. In a game of set plays, the players, you know, the players are a threat with you know, set plays. So you know, staff, Hockey got one during the week, Jimmy got one the week before. So you know, when it comes to the crunch, hopefully when you know, set plays need it, you know, I certainly know that Hockey, Callaghan or Stafford can get you goals.
Clean sheet almost as pleasing, isn't it, as well?
It is, because again, the players work hard during the week on defensively organising themselves, so say that's pleasing. I don't think we were ever in too much trouble today, but you know, that goes with not only the back four but the middle three at the minute, who are putting a good shift in and controlling a lot of the tempo and possession and stopping a lot of balls getting forward.
But it's pleasing performances right through the team, not just today, but in recent games, isn't it?
It is in the past week, you know, 14 goals in 3 games, so and one conceded. So there's positives, but again, we're still a long way off where I know that we're capable of, and the players know that. And I'll keep demanding week in, week out of us to be better. And if we're better in the next 19 games, if it can be better all around, hopefully, come the end of the season, we'll be, you know, right in there.
I think that's the halfway mark in the league season today. So, you know, titles aren't won at this time of year. Mm. So we just take one game at a time, don't we?
Yeah, we do, and we look after ourselves. So, so the players have done that recently. So we've had a couple of little slip-ups along the way, but we've lost to one team this year in the league. So, you know, it's down to me to make sure that when these big games come along, and there's a big game again on Saturday against the Ards at Bangor, tight little pitch. Ards coming off the back of us beating them last week, so they'll want a response. So we'll need to be ready for that next week.
Great result for the crowd today, and a lot of youngsters about today. Our own academy team is here with Springfield Star, with Mark Picking here today. It's great to see youngsters taking an interest in this club, isn't it?
It is, and that's what we need. And you know, there's our own blend of supporters here. You know, from the youngest right up to the oldest, which, you know, they obviously the oldest sort of people around here. They've always had success, they've always seen success. So, you know, I think it's important now that some of these younger players, especially in and around the areas, which it's a Linfield stronghold, to get them here to the game. And obviously Woody and Spike have come up with the idea to start bringing some of these younger boys to the game with part of the academy, the Springfield team. So they're all Linfield supporters, Mark Picking, ex-player, wanting to come back, bring the younger guys down. So I think going forward, I think it's a big plus that we now, especially if you're winning games the last couple of weeks, because if you come to a game and you win for a young lad, you start getting addicted to it, you want to come all the time. And, you know, if we give the younger supporters these days, as we're starting to, you know, rear them into being Linfield supporters, the amount of success that the older supporters have had, you know, they'll have enjoyed their, you know, Linfield days supporting the club.
I think the kids and the adults will have enjoyed the win today and the 3 points, and as you say, lots of big games ahead, none more so than Ards next week, and yeah. You'll want the Blue Men down in Bangor in force, won't you?
Yeah, 100%, you know, because they are our backing and support, especially for the away games. Home games here, we get a bigger crowd, and, you know, they back us through thick and thin. So you know, sometimes, especially coming up to Christmas, it's a lot of expense, especially for the away games. If it's a family and a young kid going to the game, but so I urge them to come out and support us as I have been doing, and I'll keep doing hopefully what we're doing on the pitch and keep winning games.
All the best for next week, David.
Cheers, Andy.
All right.